Perth at Hawkesbury. Couple of good placings at Hawkesbury at Newcastle prior to that. Should be very hard to beat. Six Dodecanese and number seven. Punch the clock for the place.
1, 2, 6, and 7 in race number 6. Race 7, Godolphin have the joint favourite here. Number 2, Singing Sand, along with 4, Belle de Vega. They're both at $3.90. And 1, Rocking Ruger, is at $4.20.
What price, Verlin, number 3?
Verlin, scrolling up, $4.40.
I think it should win today. Got a terrific second-up record. It's second-up today. 1, 2 out of 2. Richard and Michael Friedman have got it. So 3 runs here for 1 win and 1 second. First up, found the 1,100 too short at Wyong. Then Sir Elton beat it, by the way. And it did give beat about 6 lengths that day. Missed a kick 2 lengths, was back last. Was never in the race. But if you go on its Newcastle form and its Wyong win back in January, it goes very, very good, this fella. Keegan Latham to ride. Number 2, Singing Sands. Cried out for a big track. Been racing at Wyong and Gosford and going well. A long run home will suit. Number 4, Belle de Vega went well first up. Never been out of a place in 5 starts. 2 wins and 1 Rocket Ruger. 3-2-4-1.
And the last at Newcastle on Pink Ladies Race Day. Number 3, Seeing is Believing. The favourite here for Kim War. Currently at $4.20. 1, the Ladies Boy at $4.80. And then it's out to Romantica. Number 10 is at
$8.
What number?
14, mate.
Yeah, 14 is now $8.50, and I wanted to mention Tolmac, number 6, because it's gone 12 to 8.50 over the last hour or so.
It's got a chance too. This is the toughest race of the day by a mile. Got us some chances in this. Delia, I think that's how they say it. Its win was a beauty at Wyong. It's a Eurozone filly, 1,600, and it beat a horse called Grand Eagle who toyed with a field at Gosford early in the week this week. This is what happened at Wyong. Steadied at the start, was a good field behind the leader straightening, and it hit the line hard for Robbie Dolan. Sarge has got it. Mitchell Bell's on it today. Robbie will be in town. Real wide alley. But it is a longer trip today, so Mitchell will have plenty of time to settle it where he wants to. I'll admit its form before Wyong wasn't that great, but I reckon it'll stay, and the way it went there, I think it can win. The Ladies' Boy's had a lot of chances. 18 starts for 2 wins, but he's capable of winning. He's had a couple of placings at Newcastle. But he is hard to catch. 13 Gloriosas had no luck whatsoever in 2 runs this time in on the tighter track at Wyong. Chris Waller's got it. It'll be double figures. Good barrier. Look out and don't run a big race. And Seeing is Believing is as honest as the day. Got a tricky draw. Serge will need a bit of luck. But it tries its heart out. 14-1, 13-3, Andrew.
Righto, so on a tough day, you found a couple there at decent odds. What are you saying, what's the best?
Seal the deal for Ronnie Quick. Race 6, number 1, I think you said around $4.
Yep, that's it. Race 6, number 1. All right, good program there. We wish all the people attending a terrific day there for Pink Ladies Race Day. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Talk to you later, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Gary Harley looking at the program at Newcastle on a soft 5. Fine day up there and a top of 20 degrees. A break, and then Paul Joyce will be dropping in. He's just going to say, hey, I've got some winners for Randwick, so we're going to talk to him. Most sincerely, as I said it yesterday, on the week that we've had the 4 mornings out at Tamworth and Ningen and Dubbo, and yesterday we were at Bathurst on the way back into Sydney. It was a terrific tour, and we urge people, we remind people to assist in all ways.
Sky Sports Radio has a magic few days of racing coming up at Grafton. Sunday at South Grafton Cup Day, with the winner exempt from Thursday's Big Cup. Catch Racing HQ's Sunday morning preview with Gary Cleese from 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Sports Radio and Tabcorp are proud supporters of Rural Aid. With so many people being affected by drought, we urge you to back the Buy a Bale campaign. Call 1300 327 624 to help our New South Wales farmers. Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery and coming soon to Liverpool.
The very best of US racing 7 days a week.
Gunrunner's on top of the world! He wins the Breeders' Cup Classic!
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
If you're experiencing a radio transmission issue, please contact Sky Customer Service on 1800 251 710 and let us know. That's 1800 251 710.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing are set to bring you all the winter racing action. Crucial interviews with trainers and jockeys, tab markets, and an array of form analysts that are the best in the business. It's your reliable winter destination every morning. Racing HQ.
Brought to you by TAB.
Yes, it's just gone 10 o'clock. In fact, it's just gone 5 past 10. Saturday morning, July 6th. It's Randwick Local Community Race Day. Reminding you again, the members gates are about to open and the general admission gates open up at 10:30. It's free entry on proof that you live in the Randwick community. They've got so many attractions out there. Jockeys coming out to sign autographs for the kids at 12:20 and again at 1 o'clock. The Sydney Roosters are out there with the six. And there's a parade of a yearling through James Harron Bloodstock and Brad Widup just happening after 2 o'clock. So there are so many things out there. Nevesh Ramdani, I just wanted to get an update on how things are. What's it like out there?
Hello, Andrew. Yeah, look, it's been largely overcast for the morning. A couple of very light showers went through probably around about 8 o'clock and then again 8:30. So, look, it is starting to clear up now. There's a lot more blue skies. And they are forecasting it to improve into the afternoon. So still a heavy nine, still a bit of dew and moisture on the leaf, but hoping a bit of sunshine will start to help become a better afternoon.
Okay, so we're in the genuine heavy region, heavy nine. Penno this morning, 6.14, but the good news is that early cloud should go and a top of around 20 degrees out there. And it is a huge one for the Randwick community.
Yeah, absolutely, and looking forward to a big day here.
Thanks, Nevesh. Have a good one.
Thanks, Andrew. All the best.
Nevesh Ramdani out there. Paul Joyce is about to join us. Andrew Hurley's online as well. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Andrew Bensley. Really enjoyed your coverage this week, mate, right throughout rural New South Wales. Been really good, and hopefully will help get plenty of donations for those in need in the bush at the moment.
That's it. Buyer Bales, the obvious, but there's so many charities out there that people can go to. Don't forget today, just while we're getting Joycey up, the bonus bet offers on races 1 to 5. And if you're in a venue mode, you can go to your TAB app and use on races 6 and 7 for Randwick and Flemington today. Paul Joyce is out at Randwick. Joycey, hello to you.
Hello, Andrew. It's overcast, but it's certainly a bit warmer than what we've been having the last few weeks. And I know it's community race day out here, so it'll be a good day for the families to get out and enjoy everything that's set up. There's some merry-go-rounds and jumping castles and all sorts of things out here, so it'll be a good afternoon. And most importantly for the punters, Andrew, we need to find a few wet trackers.
Yep, let's get stuck in here. The first race, Hurls, what's happening in the event at 11:30?
Right, True Detective came out this morning, 20 cents, 26 cents the win, the deduction, zero the place, 7 cents the win for Satin Sox. Good little betting duel now between these top two in the market, and Rule the World is the favourite, 240 to 260, now 250 this morning. Frosty Rocks opened at 320, it's into $2.90. 6 to 650, Roman Wolf, Siesta Key, 8 into $6.50. 7 out of 850, Catch It Flying, and $16 for Strange Charm. But as I said, the top two in the market, not sure this market is completely settled down, but at this stage, Rule the World, the 250 favourite.
Yeah, look, I think Rule the World, it gets an easier map now than before the scratchings, but nevertheless, I think Raymond Wolf will kick up and add some pressure, and Strange Charm the Ruppy can certainly add a bit of pressure as well. But that's the speed map in the first. I'd say Rule the World up there, but not necessarily getting a picnic in front. My numbers here, 5, 1, 2 and 4. I'm leaning towards Frosty Rocks. He finished third behind Rule the World when they met at Canterbury. But Frosty Rocks will improve from that run. He gets a 2-kilo swing at the weights. He'll certainly appreciate the extra 200 metres. And his sectionals were the fastest of that race closing off. So I think you can make a good case for him. Number one, Roman Wolf. He got caught on the slowest part of the track at Kensington on a heavy 10 last start. Was beaten by a good one in Lucicello, so carries some different form into this race. The two Rule the World, certainly a winning chance, not knocking him, but I'm not as convinced he'll handle a step from 1,100 to 1,300 as well as, say, Frosty Rocks will. And number four, Betcha Flying, she was brave there winning at Canterbury last start when she fended off a Darling Point, and she's probably one that's floating around at a value price. 5, 1, 2 and 4 in the opener.
Yeah, Darren Flindell went for the Frosty as well in race one. Race two, the Tab Highway, the one, and then Acquittal came out this morning, number three.
Yeah, deductions there. I'm Capitan, 12 by 11, and also 12 by 11 for Acquittal. Top of the market now sees Sid's Footprints as the favourite, 270 to 320. Nevada Dane, 7 into 550. Siege Warfare, $6.50 to $6. They went up as much as $26 earlier in the week for Siege Warfare, even allowing for those deductions. It's been well supported. Toots, $8.50 into $6.50, 8 to 10 for Logan River, then go down to San Marco. It's a $10 chance, as is Arcatran, although it just winds out to $11. So mainly at the top of the market, these top two, 270 out the 320, Sid's Footprints, Nevada Dane, 7 now into $5.50.
Yeah, plenty of speed, as you'd expect, 1,000-metre highway, Sid's Footprints, Toots, Logan River, Alcatran, Polar Star, peace of my heart, there's speed everywhere, it'll be a good little race. I've gone 5, 7, 8 and 2, I went with Siege Warfare, I didn't get the $26 hurls, you were too fast for me there, but look, he has the right form, doesn't he? He ran third behind Sir Elton and Lashes last start at Wyong. Sir Elton goes around in the next race in the red. So that's good form coming into a highway. He's a horse that gets through the going. He gets a claim for Michaela Weir. He'll probably sit midfield or just worse, but there is a lot of speed up front, which will bring the back markers into it. And look, even though I missed the 26, he was around that $13, $14 mark for a long time before the next plunge came, and that saw him come into about $8.50, now into $6.50. So he just keeps firming. If you're on already, good luck. If you're not, you might want to jump in now or perhaps just wait and see what happens closer to race time. Number seven, Alcatran, the danger. He got run down first up at Bathurst on a soft seven when odds on, but I think he'll give you a great sight today. He'll certainly strip fitter for that run. Number eight, Nevada Dane. He was very good in a highway here last start behind Malaya Magic and Mr. Wong. He was only beaten a length and a half on a heavy eight. So I like that form. And the two Sid's Footprints, I've just got him down in fourth because he's never raced on a soft or heavy track. I know he's got terrific form on top of the ground, but until I see them do it, I don't want to be taking a short price. 5, 7, 8 and 2 in race two.
Race three, the Everest Carnival Handicap. If you do it now through theraces.com.au, there's big discounts if you book around the Everest, and they finish at the end of July, so don't miss the boat there. This is the most exciting horse of the day, or prospective to do that. Sir Elton, what price at the moment?
Yeah, you're getting 190. I'm really intrigued to see what price this does start at. Opened up at 280 during the week. It's been well supported. This morning, 195. It bottomed out up 190, the shortest price bet today. So it's the favourite. Embrace the 290 to 320. Bare Naked Lady, 7 to 750, back to 7. Dia Dioro, 10 out to 12. 23 into 17 for the Enzo. Sky Race, 16 to 19. 23 into 19 for Gimme Shelter. And Quick Nick, 41 to 26. So Sir Elton wins in maiden grade, then goes up to a class 2 and did it superbly last start. And the punters have rallied with Huey Bowman in the saddle.
Yeah, speed map's really interesting because apparently trainer Adam Duggan's sort of hoping to sit third in the run. But Sir Elton's drawn the outside gate, speed underneath him through the likes of Embracer, Bare Naked Lady, Quick Nick. So there is some pace drawn underneath him. And both his wins today have come from the front with aggressive rides. Now, the blinkers come off, so maybe some intent there not to be as aggressive. And that just has a few little question marks in my head as to how he will respond to a slightly less aggressive ride today. Nevertheless, I've got him on top, 8, 6, 9 and 4. He's just such a promising galloper. He caught my eye at the trial. Since then, he's gone 2 from 2. He even looked better at his second start than he did at his first. Look, he's never raced on a heavy track. The blinkers do come off. So you've got a few things to think about if you're taking red odds. but he's certainly a horse who I think looks as though he's going to be a stakes horse at some stage in his career, and he should win today. Number six, Bare Naked Lady. Well, she's just tough. She's honest. She's been in the money at 8 of her 10 starts. She handles all sorts of going. And the blinkers go back on her today. So the opposite there, showing real intent to go forward and put her in the race. Number nine, Gimme Shelter. I think she's a genuine knockout at big odds. So she flashed home late behind Spiritual Pursuit, Invictus Salute and Deity last start. I think that's better form than what's coming into this race. So look out for her late at the big odds. And number four, Embracer. I think he's under the odds, coming off a midweek win at Canterbury where he got all the favours in front. But nevertheless, he's a horse who, so far, has been in the money at all five career starts, and from barrier one, he'll be there for a long way. 8, 6, 9 and 4 in the third.
I know Munns will be enjoying one or two of these through the day. The Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Handicap. He gets a mention, Nathan, every so often. And when I mention it, I start to get hungry. But good luck to the crew getting to Randwick today. And this is the first leg of the Big Six, 100,000 into the pool today, or it should be the pool.
Yeah, it's a projected Big Six pool today at Randwick with Monsieur Sisu, the favourite, 270 into 250. 270 out to 320 for Sweet Victory. The Crew, 750 into $5. Good support for it today. 6 to 7 for I'm Pretty Strong. Costello, 12 to 10. $11 for Attention Run. Few scratchings there. Master Shoehood, 5 cents to win the deduction. 8 cents for Into Rio. Sellers, 10 cents. And Spectre, 5 cents. Even allowing for that deduction has been good support for the crew today. $7.50 into $5.
Look, I think Monsieur Sisu gets a fairly comfortable lead. At least that's the way it looks on paper. A Sweet Victory can certainly settle closer today from barrier one. And they're looking for other speed. It's hard to find any. Attention Run, this mare coming across from Germany. She's been hopelessly out of the gates at two of her trials before she jumped a lot better at her last trial. But I think Monsieur Sisu will dictate terms, and I've got him on top. 2.745. He's a proven heavy track horse. 5 runs in heavy, 3 wins, 2 placings. He's been placed at his last 2 starts, both here at Randwick over the mile. One was behind Quackerjack, went second, and then last time out chased home Commander and Tory Joy. And then we saw Tory Joy come out last Saturday and make a mess of them at Rose Hill. So the form around him looks good. The race map looks perfect. And obviously the conditions are ideal. So number two, Monsieur Sisu, certainly gets his chance to win one this prep. The biggest danger for me is the 7, I'm Pretty Strong. She's a US, a former US mare now with Chris Waller. We've only seen her once here. She hit the line hard late over 1,400 on a heavy 10. So she'll come on from that run, you'd have to think. The 4 Costello, well, he went round in the Rose Hill Guineas Australian Derby. Here he is resuming an off-season benchmark 78 over the mile, and he's got wet track form. So he's the sleeper in the field. Keep an eye on any late betting moves for him. And the 5 Sweet Victory, I couldn't have her beating Monsieur Sisu home after they clashed the last start over very similar conditions here. But she does have barrier one, and she is better than what she showed last start. 2, 7, 4 and 5 in race 4.
This time tomorrow morning, we'll be right in the middle of previewing South Grafton Cup Day. They've had some rain overnight. The track's in the soft range. Tomorrow morning from 10 till 10.30, you'll get the full preview for Grafton, followed by Mudgee tomorrow morning here on Sky Sports Radio. On Community Day out there, we get to race 5, the Randwick Mayor's Cup.
And Fanciful Toss is the favourite in the cup this afternoon. 2.20 this morning. It's out to 2.80. It's been good support for Jake's Hill. $8 into $5.50 today. 6 to $6.50 on Budsman. Bobby D, $8.50 into 7. 9 to 8 for our candidate. Rakeek, 9 into $8.50. Support also for Kelstorm, 14 to 11. Cape Fever, 14 out to 15. 34 to 31 for Latin Light. You can have $126 about E-Rise. So the favourite's a bit soft in the market this morning. 2.20 to 2.80. Good support for Jake's Hill in particular. 8 to 5.50.
Yeah, speed in the race. I think Bobby D may take up the running here. Jake's Hill could go forward. Latin Light, the other one on pace. But only the 3 real on-pace runners, and that may give the on-pace runners a very slight advantage. I've gone 3, 1, 8 and 2. I like Bobby D. I thought he's last up third here on a heavy track over 2,000 behind Primitivo and Wugok. Certainly good enough form for this race. He ran 6th in a New Zealand Derby. That was his only previous try at 2,400. That's good enough for me. And he has won on soft tracks in New Zealand, so I think the conditions won't be a problem today. And if he can dictate terms, I think you get a great run for your money at a horse at good each-way odds. And number one, Fanciful Toff. He deserves to be favourite. He won well on a heavy 8 track here over 2,400 last start, and he only goes up half a kilo with the claim for Jenny Duggan. But I will say this, he had every possible favour last start. Sam Clippenden gave him a peach of a ride from barrier one. He never went around a horse. He got the split at the right time. and he held on really well to win. So he deserves to be favoured. He's a reliable, tough stayer. But I just think the market may have put him up a little bit too short. Number 8, Our Candidate, he definitely adds interest. He bolted in last start in a winnable Class 1 and maiden at Wyong. The blinkers go on today for the first time, and he's a progressive stayer. And number 2, Kelstorm, who's backing up after failing in the Stayers' Cup last Saturday at Rose Hill over 3,200. But he was backed heavily there to win. He looked terrific in the yard, so he could be one that bounces back quickly 7 days down the track. 3, 1, 8, and 2 in race 5.
Race 6, as I said earlier, James Herron Bloodstock will parade a yearling being trained by Brad Widup. That'll happen just after 2 o'clock before they have their sponsored race, Race 6 there at Randwick. Okay, we see. Righto, Hurls, to start again there, mate.
You're right. We all good?
Yeah, I think so. Keep going, mate.
Okay. Yeah, Dr. Drill, the favourite here, 240 after opening up at 220 this morning. Wugok, 550 into 460. Zorkan, 650, no change. White Boots, 7-8, now back to 7. Support for Dagny. This happens pretty much every campaign. You'll get a race where Dagny's supported. 19 into 12 today. Top Prospect, $12, no change. 19 to 13 for Mongolian Wolf. Dalmatia Prince, 26 to 23. 51 to 31 for Valadero.
Look, I'm sorry, Hurl, do you got one that's been backed?
Yeah, well, Dr. Drill, mate, 240 into 220, and as I said, Dagny, 19 into 12.
Okay, look, speed in the race is interesting because Dr. Drill obviously led throughout to win so easily at Flemington last start, but he had a picnic in front that day, and I can't imagine he'll get it here. I think White Boots will go forward. I think Belladero is one we've got to keep our ear out for any tactic changes. They were negative last start, but that's unusual for him. He generally likes to lead. So just keep an ear out for any sort of tactic changes there because there could be a little bit more pressure on the favourite Dr. Drill. And I really like number 5, Wugok here, 5, 2, 7, and 1 for me. He's a horse that loves heavy tracks. 4 of his 5 career starts have been on heavy. He's come up with barrier 2. He's got Blake Shin to steer. He's been in the money. He's passed 6 starts, so he's reliable. And at the end of the day, he was first up for 9 weeks when he got run down late by Primitivo here last time out. So he'll strip a lot fitter for that. And he just looked a really good play for me at around $6. And even this morning, I think he's basically in now to about $4.60. So the money's coming. Number 2, Dr. Drill. Look, he's hard to line up. He's never raced on anything worse than a soft 5 at Flemington. This is a totally different beast here today, a heavy 9 at Randwick. So he'll know it today when he gets on this going. And if he doesn't handle it, he will not win the race. So he's a short price favourite. First go on a heavy track, and that's just too big a risk for me to take. Although I admit he's a progressive, impressive stayer on the way up. Number 7, Top Prospect. I like his effort on heavy track. He last start chasing home Commander Tory Joy and Monsieur Sassou. He was clearly the best of the backmarkers in an on-pace affair. And number 1, Zorkan. Well, whenever we get heavy tracks, you're mad if you can't find a spot for Zorkan. He's an absolute swimmer, and he gets Huey Bowman to steer. 5, 2, 7, and 1 in race 6.
Race 7, the Randwick Community Day. Tony Nicone certainly changed a little bit of the pace that Paul will talk about in a moment. What's happening here with Deity at the moment?
All right, it's the favourite, just with Tony Nicone coming out, 6x7, the deduction there, Sedition 3x3, and Give Me Shelter goes around an earlier race, 4x4. Yeah, Deity, Andrew, 290, opened up at $3 this morning. Hey, what, there's no love for Royal Witness. It opened at 4.20, it just continues to drift, $6. Invictus Salute, 5.50 to 6. Natalia, 8 into $6. Revenir, a $7 chance. Epic Dan, 15 into 8.50, so support also there for the 9. Ravens Blaze, 14 to 11. 15 to 19 for Latin Boy resumes today. And 21 to 26, Sharp Hustler. It's a pretty competitive betting affair here, this 7th event on the card. Andrew, Deity at the moment, 2.90.
Well, Ravens Blaze, from that soft draw, she'll lead, I would expect. Epic Dan hopefully jumps with them, goes forward, and Natalia also up there in the firing line. But a bit of pressure certainly come out. The scratchings of Tony Nicone and Sedition, you know, taking some of the pepper out of the race. I've gone 9, 1, 5, and 7. I'm with the 9 on top here. Epic Dan, loved the big price that was on offer. Hurl, $26 you posted originally, and he's just kept firming ever since. Look, he was a brave second here last start on a heavy 8. That was 1,200 metres. But he was run down late there by a hard, fit, in-form galloper in Southern Lad. He actually has better stats at the 1,000, and he obviously handles heavy tracks because he almost won here last start. And I just thought he was over the odds, and I still think he's over the odds at around $8.50. He should run a big race. Number 1, Latin Boy. He certainly got his mojo back, this horse. The Freedmans have found the key to him. He couldn't tack on there for a while, but now that he's showing early pace in his races, he's another one that loves the 1,000, loves it soft, and he trialled well coming into this. And don't forget, his last start was fourth in a listed race behind Intuition and Tactical Advantage. This is only a benchmark 78, so a massive drop back in grade for him today. The 5 Deity, she's very good at the 1,000. She was brave first up, chasing home Spiritual Pursuit and Invictus Salute. Blake Shinder ride. She deserves to be hard in the market. And the 7 Royal Witness, he's been trialling well, but there's no money for him, obviously, this morning. 9, 1, 5, and 7 in race 7.
Race 8, the Kensington. The top 4 came out along with 13 and 14. There were minimal, I think, deductions here. And Hugh Bowman went on Chazzy Lee that runs here, number 15.
Yeah, best guess, 7x7, the deduction there. Dikinda had come 9x11, 3x5, mid of Morpik, and just 1 cent the win for Chalk. 225, Luzenberg is your favourite for the 8th on the card. Charitea is a 330 chance. 7 into 6 for Condor. Konachi, 950 to 750, met with some support today. Bangkok, 10 to 950, back to 10. 26 to 21, Shazalee. 26 is a Rangman. Shock Alert, 31-34 for Silent General.
Yes. Sorry, Hurls.
No, keep going, Paul.
All right, yeah, speed in the race here. Obviously, Konachi will roll forward. I think Shock Alert's an on-pace runner. Luenberg won't be far away, and that's basically it. Condor perhaps driving through and leading all of them. Now, I've gone 12-8-9-7. I like Charitera. Only just. I thought he was very good in the heavy track last start, went outgunned by No Doubt. They gapped the rest of them, which is a good sign. He's been in the money at every start this prep, which is another reliable sign. It's just a little worry that he's not putting races away when he gets the chance to. But he'll run really well, and he's probably the right price. And number 8, the Danger Condor, he brings a different form line into this. It was a fighting first up win at Newcastle. He's a class horse when right. And if Paul Perry has got him right this prep, I think he'll give this a huge shake at odds. 9, Luenberg, the favourite. Everyone wants to be on him. But I just have my little niggle in the back of my mind that he's another one that's not putting races to bed when he's got every possible hope to do so. And that again happened last start behind Riverbird in England. So he's now gone 4 starts in a row that he hasn't won. And you're taking a short price that he will do that today. I'm sure he'll run well, but I just want to see him actually nail one first before I back him. And number 7, Bangkok, she had no luck last start behind Nikki's Gold, and she could definitely be a knockout player here at a bit of a price. 12, 8, 9 and 7 for me in race 8.
12, 8, 9 and 7 there. The community race day wraps up with the winter racing handicap. As we told you, Chazzy Lee came out to run in that race that we've just discussed. So the scratchings here, 1, 4 and 10.
Yeah, any minor deductions there, Andrew? Chazalee, 1 cent to win. 2 cents for Shakora and Cuban Sizzle, 3x3. Aim for Perfection is the favourite for the final race on the card. 360 into 280 today. Miss D, 460 to 440. Notation, 5 to 550. Gee, really easy in the markers terminology. Opened at 370 this morning. It's all the way out to 550. Echo Gem, a $7 chance after opening up at 750. Bellacea Tia, $11. 23, Dame Kiri. Levy Bank, 51. And Curata Princess, $81. So pretty solid at the top of the market here. Aim for Perfection, 360 into 280.
Speed in the race. Well, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott have two of the on-pace runners, Echo Gem and Terminology, but I think Notation certainly keeps them honest and should give the back markers every chance. So I've gone 9, 2, 11 and 7. 9 on top, Miss Deed. She's one of those back markers. She'll probably settle midfield. She showed a sparkling turn of foot to win first up at Canterbury. That was on a soft 7. She's already proven on heavy tracks, and I think she'll handle the step of 1,400 second up. So she's the horse to beat. Gets a good claim too with Brock Ryan taking 3 kilos off. Number 2, Notation. Chris Williams taking 3 kilos off here for Maddie Dale. She was brave and fighting hard to win at 1,200 here last start. She should get the 1,400, no problems. The 11, Aim for Perfection. She's favourite. She was beaten fair and square by Miss Deed last start and actually meets Miss Deed 3 kilos worse at the weights for getting beaten. So I'm surprised she's so short, but in saying that, she did win her first 2 starts in very good fashion, and maybe punters just for giving that last start to feed around Canterbury. And the 7, Echo Gem, I thought she was the pick of the 2 Waterhouse bot runners. She'll be up on speed. She'll fight hard, as she always does. 9, 2, 11 and 7 in the last.
Righto, True Winters meeting on a heavy 9. Have you got a standout bet or a value?
I've got both for you, Andrew. I've got race 6, number 5, Wugok, as the best bet of the day. I really think you're backing a proven heavy track horse with a perfect draw in form against the favourite who's never raced on a heavy track before. So I'm happy to go with him as the best bet. And race 7, number 9, Epic Dan. I know he's in now to single figures, but you can still get about $8.50. And he is a horse that's flying at the moment, loves the 1,000, and will certainly give you a great sight in that race. So race 7, number 9, Epic Dan, the best value bet of the day.
Righto, for Jason Cobbett, Group 1 winning jockey. All right, mate, we'll enjoy your day. We'll hear from you right through the day with the whole team out at Randwick. Thanks for your help, Joycey.
No problems, Andrew. Would you like the quaddy numbers? Or do you
Please, I started to slur.
All those coming up, Andrew. I need these quaddy numbers, mate.
Yeah, we all need it, else, don't we? There's a few things to pay for in the next couple of weeks. So in the first leg, I've just gone numbers 5 and 2. So we're taking a risk there in the first. The second leg, 9, 1, 5, 7, 11 and 6. So we're going wide in the second. Third leg, 12.